Hi, this is Pastor Adam Matheny of Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Mankato. We are a member congregation of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod that strives to embody the historic teachings of the Christian Church as found in the sacred scriptures. If you enjoy or have questions about this brief message, please get in touch with us. Our building is located at 1103 North Broad Street in Mankato. We have divine service at 8 o'clock and 10:30 on Sunday mornings, with Bible class and Sunday school between at 9:15. We also have a divine service on Wednesdays at 1:30. Again, this is Pastor Adam Matheny of Our Savior's Lutheran Church, and thanks for listening. Today's broadcast is brought to you by the Bergman family, in loving memory of Hilbert Bergman.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, through our Lord and our Savior Jesus. Amen. So a couple weeks ago, Jesus sends his disciples off, two by two, to the villages in the region of Galilee to proclaim that he has come, that he's here, the message of his kingdom in the world. And that is where today's gospel lesson begins. These wearied disciples come back to Jesus, and they're tired, and they're hungry, but they're excited. They want to tell Jesus all of the trials and travails that they experienced on this first mission journey that he had just sent them on. They want to tell him about all the people who had welcomed them with open arms, who had heard his message with joy. They want to tell him about the places where they had to shake off the dust of their feet as a testimony against them. They want to tell him about their successes and their failures and their journeys as his people in his name. But they meet up with Jesus in a busy city. People are coming and going all the time, so that in fact they are too busy even to eat. After such a long journey, they haven't even got any time for a bite. Jesus is in high demand always. And so, being the shepherd of his disciples that he is, he turns to them and says, "Come, let's go off for a while to a quiet place, to a desolate place where there's no other people around, so that we can rest, I can minister to you, we can share a meal together." So they walk down to the shore to hop into the boat. They climb in and set out across that great lake at Galilee. But little do they know, people are always watching. And the crowds see Jesus go down to the shore and hop into the boat, and they see his heading. They figure out where he's going to and what he's about. And because they are hungry for his message, they decide to head him off at the pass. So word spreads like wildfire around Galilee that Jesus is going off to a desolate place by himself with his apostles. We better get there quick. Something big's about to happen. And so people from all these surrounding villages who had heard who Jesus is set off on foot along the shore, and they get there first. So as Jesus and his disciples slide their boat up onto the shore on the other side, where they're expecting to see the beautiful, picturesque rolling hills of Galilee, right along the shore of this beautiful lake with a nice sandy rock beach where they could fish and eat and share great conversation together, rather than hearing the still din of the crickets, rather than hearing the jumping splashes of the fish, rather than hearing the songs of the birds in the air. They hear the commotion that accompanies a crowd of thousands of people. So the disciples, you can imagine, are disheartened. They've just put in all this work. They've come back to share what they've got with their master. They haven't even had time for a bite. And they can't get a moment, just a moment, to rest and relax. And now, finally, when they thought they were going to get it, they're greeted by another crowd bigger than the ones before. But Jesus looks out onto the crowd, and he takes compassion on them. He has pity on them. Because when he looks at this great mass of people, he sees people, sheep, but without a shepherd. He sees that they wander about aimlessly, unguided in this life and world, not knowing which way is right and which way is wrong, what way they should go, with no one to care for them. And so Jesus does what Jesus does, and he teaches. He knows just what those people need, and he gives it to them. And as Jesus preaches, the people listen and are satisfied. And so Jesus keeps preaching. And he preaches, and he preaches, and he preaches. Until morning turns to afternoon, turns to evening. And now it's getting late. Jesus and the crowds don't seem to notice, but the disciples do. So as it gets late, they come up to Jesus finally, interrupting him probably as he's teaching, and say, Jesus, come on now, it's getting pretty late. These people are hungry and we're in a desolate place. There's nowhere nearby for them to get any food. So send them away. Tell them to go and buy something to eat. They're hungry. So Jesus stops. And he turns and looks at his disciples. And he's once again stirred with compassion. He sees that these sheep desperately need their shepherd. So he gives them a smile, and he says, you give them something to eat. Brothers and sisters, when I think of hungry people, when we talk about hunger, there's one face that comes to my mind, almost invariably. This little face of a small child. A little girl who is frozen perpetually in my memory as 3 years old, who I met a long time ago. I don't remember actually even when this was exactly. But this was a little girl by the name of Taya. A little bright 3-year-old girl, much like my little Lillian there. But I met Taya because my parents were foster parents. And I met Taya because one afternoon my mom got the call. She got a call that she needed to go down to our local hospital and pick up a child who needed to stay with somebody for a while. And that was Taya. And Taya was this, like I say, bright, pretty bubbly little 3-year-old girl who had the strange habit of every time she walked into a room, she would say, it's Taya. Which is funny when you hear it the first time, but if it happens every time you come into the room, not so much. Until you realize that she does that because her mother is blind or nearly blind. And so as a 3-year-old girl, she expects that no one knows who it is when it walks into the room, that she needs to announce her presence every time she comes in. But Taya was a little small for her age and thin. She had some unwarranted bruises. Not the normal kind that little 3-year-old girls should have. But the thing that I and my family remember most about Taya is her hair. Because she should have had this this beautiful, flowing, blonde head of hair. But instead it was patchy. You see, Taya was not just hungry, she was malnourished. She didn't just not eat, she didn't eat regularly. So, as will happen, her hair began to fall out. Her body was far leaner than it should have been. But it just so happens that the Lord knew what he was doing. Because if you guys don't know this about me already, listen up. If there's one thing you should know about me, and especially about my family, it is, we like to eat. So the Lord placed Taya just in the perfect place where she could get 3 square meals a day every single day. She could eat as much as she wanted and more. Of not just large helpings of food, but of good, healthy food that a 3-year-old girl should eat so that she can run and jump and get all those bruises that she should have. So as Taya stayed with us, she grew fat. And I can promise you that before she left my parents' home, Taya had a haircut. So Jesus turns to his disciples and he says, you give them something to eat. But the disciples then are filled with fear Wait a second, Jesus. You want us to feed this crowd of people? What do you expect from us? How in the world are we going to pull that off? Hang on a second, Jesus. You expect us to go to the town over and spend almost a year's wages to buy enough food for all these people? You are nuts. Oh, and by the way, aren't you forgetting that we are tired and hungry ourselves? That we just went on a mission trip for you? You want us to give them something to eat, really? But in response to this outburst, Jesus says, well, guys, now hang on a second. What do you have? The disciples rummage around looking through their belt pouches or backpacks or whatever they've got. And they somehow come up with 5 loaves and 2 fish. 7 pieces of food. Less than 1 piece per man. So Jesus says, just bring it here. Just bring it here. Come on. So he raises it up to heaven. He blesses it. He breaks it and gives it to them to distribute to the crowds. Now, you give them something to eat. And how perplexed were they? Each guy walking around with less than 1 loaf of bread? Can you imagine how terrified they were to break off a piece for the first person? Jesus, I don't know what you think is going to happen here. But how are these hungry people going to eat? You expect that I'm going to give this to them and that they're going to be full? But they go. And as they break off a piece and a piece and a piece and a piece, as they make their way through the crowd of thousands of people, at some point they notice, don't they? Their bread's not getting any smaller. There's more than enough here for everyone. And eventually the crowd starts to do as a crowd does when they've got food to eat. They're talking, they're chattering, they're making a commotion. What a party it was that day. Enough bread and fish to go around. How, by the end, do you think the disciples were distributing that bread jovially, tossing it out to the crowds, whoever could catch? Oh, you dropped a piece, don't worry, I've got more right here. And that day, everyone went home full. Brothers and sisters, our Lord distributes to us everything that we need and much, much more. He provides for us, for our bellies, from the bounty of the earth. But more than that, His cross is a life-giving tree that because of the seed of His blood bears great and abundant fruit, enough to bear eternal life to the entire world. And He has bid you to come, to feast with Him at His table, to enjoy that beautiful, bounteous fruit, and to eat your full. And then He bids you to go. You, give them something to eat. Don't suspect that this is coming from your own bounty. Of course it's not. But from what He has provided, that you might share in His distribution. Brothers and sisters, our God is good. And I bid you today to go home full. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I hope you enjoyed this brief sample of Our Savior's Lutheran Church. To learn more about our congregation, visit our website at www.oslcmankato.org or give us a call at 507-385-2183. Thanks again for listening, and God bless you.